In this session, we're going to talk about a central aspect of the music when it comes to writing a song, and that is the chords. How do you figure out what chords to use? How do you figure out what chords are likely to sound good with each other? How do you add variety and surprises to keep the song from being too boring? Do you come up with the chords first and then try to figure out a melody that goes with them? Or is it the other way around? Do you come up with a melody and then try to figure out what chords support that melody? Let's start with that last question because it's the easiest to answer. Just like with the other questions about songwriting as far as what comes first, the music, the lyrics, there's no one right answer here. You might find that you start with a chord or two and a melody starts to come to mind that goes with them. Or you might have a melody in your mind and discover a chord or two that sounds really nice against it. For now, for the purposes of this lesson, let's start with a single chord. Let's start with the chord C. Now, this is just an arbitrary starting point. I could start with any chord in the book, but for today, I'm going to start with C. So my first option to see what chords will go with the C is pure experimentation. I can play the C chord, and I can play any other chord I happen to know after it and see if I like it. So here I'll start with the C. Maybe go to a B7. I don't really like that there. So let me start with a C again. Let me try going to an A. That's okay. That's interesting. Let me start with a C again. And try going to an A minor. I kind of like that more. C and A minor. Pure experimentation. Anything is possible here. So you could certainly put a whole song together that way, purely by experimenting and deciding, I'm going to go from this chord to this chord to this chord, and making sure that you like each of those transitions. But sometimes you want some more structure than that, and some more suggestions as to what chords will sound good together. And that's where we're going to get into a little bit of chord theory. In a nutshell, chord theory is the system that will allow you to determine all the chords that will sound good together within a key. If I'm starting my song on a C chord, then I'm most likely playing in the key of C, and chord theory will let me know what other chords are likely to sound good with the C. So in this session, we're going to go through a super quick crash course in chord theory. So I have arbitrarily decided to start with a C chord, and I want to know what other chords are likely to sound good with it. So I'm going to go to the C scale, which is C, D, E, F, G, A, B, and C. Now I want to go back and name each of those notes not by their letter name, but by their number as they appear in the scale. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, which is C again, or 1 again. And here's the chord theory formula. The other major chords that are most likely to sound good with that C are going to be numbers 4 and 5. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, or C, D, E, F, make a full F chord. C and F flow really intuitively between the two. And number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or C, D, E, F, G, make a G chord. And we have C, F, and G, or 1, 4, and 5. The same exact formula works in every key, no matter what major chord you decided to start with. So we've explored the relationship between chord number 1 and chord number 4 and chord number 5. Now let's go back and fill in the blanks with chord number 2 and number 3 and number 6. And we're just going to leave 7 out of it for now because it's too complicated to explain in a crash mini course. Do you remember right at the top of the lesson, I played around with a C chord and I ended up liking how it sounded when I went to A minor? Let's explore what that relationship is really all about in terms of chord theory. C is number 1, D 2, E 3, F is 4, G is 5, A is number 6. The rules of chord theory tell me that chord number 6 should be played as a minor chord. So I take the note A and I play a minor chord, A minor. So what happens if we put all our discoveries together? We have a one chord, the C, the six chord, the A minor, the four chord, the F, and the five chord, the G. Does that sound kind of familiar? Thousands of songwriters have discovered that same batch of chords or that same relationship between a batch of chords in a bunch of different keys, in a bunch of different rhythms, with a bunch of different styles and types of songs. So we've covered the one chord, the four chord, the five chord, and the six chord. Two other really good possibilities are number two, which in this case would be, if C is one, it would be the D. Again, the two chord in chord theory is played as a minor chord, so I'll play a D minor. And the three chord, one, two, three, or C, D, E, is going to also be a minor chord, and that's an E minor. So all of these chords, C, D minor, E minor, F, G, and A minor, make up the chords in the key of C, and they all go really nicely together, and they're all really excellent building blocks for parts of your song. Chances are I wouldn't use all of those in any particular song. It might get too busy, but it might give me some interesting options for two or three choices that might be a little more outside the box than what I would have initially come up with. For instance, where I started with just the major chords from C to F, the four, and to G, the five. Well, maybe that sounds a little bit too familiar to me, so let me experiment. I'll start with the C. Instead of F, how about A minor? I already know I like that transition. And instead of G, how about E minor? I kind of like how these go. C, A minor, E minor. So I think you're beginning to get the idea that coming up with chords for sections of your song can be as simple and freeform as pure experimentation and can be as structured and predictable as using the rules of chord theory to find what chords are likely to go together. If you want to know more about this in more detail, and it is super helpful for writing songs, I'll let you know where you can find a much more complete set of lessons just on chord theory. If you are a member of GuitarTricks.com, there's a complete tutorial on chord theory right there on the site that you can access at any time. If you're not a member of GuitarTricks.com, you might consider joining as a way of accessing that chord theory tutorial, as well as tons and tons of other guitar resources that would be great for you to have. Otherwise, I have a Chord Theory Magic audio learning program available on my website at gettingstartedwithguitar.net. So I bet you can guess the homework. Get out your guitar, get out your songwriting notebook, and get out whatever your recording device is. And just start playing around with chords. Pick one chord arbitrarily as a starting point, and then go to another chord. And if you like that transition, well, write it down, make a note of it. If you don't, move on to something else. If you discover something you like and it has a particular rhythm or feel to it, record it, name it something, and label it, so that you can find it later on and come back to it. By doing this, you are loading your songwriter's toolbox with all sorts of great chord ideas that you have come up with on your own, that sound really good together, and that you can use for writing your own songs.